do with you as we have finished our Christmas season. You still got that Santa cap around? I can see Roberta in a Santa cap. I can see Richie actually in a Santa cap. I can see Jennifer wearing
it. Oh, I was rocking it.
I bet you were. Yeah. Rocking, now we have the rock for New Year's Eve. The stiffest person in that movie, New Year's Eve, was Ryan Seacrest playing himself. He was really...
That was a tough role.
Oh, man. Yeah, right. Yeah. There's a lot involved in that. All right, we have to move to the east as it's time for news from China. More of the exciting thing going on. I say thing because there's one thing today that deserves our attention. Those of us who are connected to the dairy industry are interested in the Mengniu Dairy Group.
The what?
China's
the who? Excuse me?
Mengniu, that's their name, the name of the company.
Okay.
Mengniu Dairy announces they're the biggest milk producer in China. Over the weekend, they destroyed thousands and thousands and thousands of gallons of milk that were found to have excessive levels of that cancer-causing toxin, melamine. Now, how's this getting in to milk? We were worried about it, you know, because there have been opportunities for Chinese milk to be imported over here, and we've decided thanks but no thanks. But now the people in China, see, there's a whole thing going on in China. As much as the government wants to keep out the use of cell phones, the use of Twitter, the use of Facebook, not happening. There's a big protest going on in the farming regions of China all over. Smaller and medium-sized cities are basically saying up yours to the government. The government doesn't know what to do with it because they can't do like they did in Tiananmen Square and just send in the troops and kill everybody that's protesting. They can't get away with that anymore because there's too much business being done. There's too much international pressure. And what they are happy to tell you, Western corruption, Western interference in their lifestyle. Because they want, you can't have it both ways.
Right.
You can't have business.
If you
want to
be greedy.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Take the Western corruption.
Everybody in. Anyway, so the company yesterday issued the following expression of apology. We apologize to our customers, saying none of the tainted products actually ever got to the market. We will draw a lesson from this incident and work harder to meet all national and corporate standards in the future. Well, there aren't any national and there aren't any corporate standards. That's kind of the
And the vice president of the company will be committing hari kari, and that is Japan.
Right. No, they don't do that. But they put these people to death. Remember the guy last year who was responsible for some outrage, and they tried him and hung him.
Yeah.
So this is, once it becomes public, these things, this goes back a year or two. It,
it was the Walmart supplier.
Right, 300,000 people got sick after they were fed milk powder that was tainted with melamine. This is a worse, apparently, the drug involved here, or the toxin is called aflatoxin. It produces some kind of a, it comes from grains and peanuts and that kind of stuff, and is a fungus. And it can be found in the milk of animals that eat these crops. So they're feeding the animals tainted grain and corn and
shock.
Wheat and that sort of stuff.
A
yeah,
shock.
That's a shock. All right. So anyway, they've apologized because they have now changed enough because of Western corruption to, in fact, be held accountable and responsible for the way they do business. And it isn't because internally they want to. Internally, they just be happy to tell you, oh, screw, you know, it's too bad.
Yeah.
You need to get rid of a couple of million more people. So it won't hurt. Kill a few hundred thousand people is good.
Ay, man.
But the because more, they are
the
so...
The more and more I hear now, coming out of China, the more and more I am convinced that they have decided that they are going to be an economic and...
No
and
matter what.
No matter what. That's the problem.
They're going to be economic warfare. It's going to be technical warfare.
Yeah.
IT warfare.
We get ahead no matter what.
And then poison us through any kind of food or edible products that we buy from them.
But
look,
see,
look at every story we've talked about with them in the last week or so.
Yeah.
Stealing our patents. Hacking our computers. Poisoning our food. And putting lead poisoning in our children's
products.
And
we still buy the crap. Like they were going out of business, out of style.
And we get most
about
favorite
the other
nation
stuff being
status.
Too expensive.
Yeah, right, because we only are interested in money. That's it. Not our health, not our well-being, but money. Whatever you can save.
You know what, though? What? The dirty secret is that if we stopped buying their products and started making them here, we would actually have more jobs to be able to afford the products that we make here.
Yeah, of course we would.
Shh, don't tell anybody, though.
Yeah. Well, there's the story.
You wanted to get out.
Here's a story that came from Chipotle last week. Chipotle is the McDonald-owned Mexican restaurant chain.
Yeah.
And they have been complaining that Americans, there was a raid on four of their stores in this past week or two. And I think it was in either Texas or New Mexico, someplace anyway. In Texas, probably wouldn't. Well, they might. I don't know. I can't remember where I read the story, but I know I read it in one of the local newspapers coming across country last week, how there were 40-some-odd workers per store. They were arrested, brought in buses, brought to the INS, and deported because they're all illegals. So the fellow that runs this division of McDonald's goes public and says, yep, we admit to hiring illegals. And the reason we hire them is because we can't find any legal citizens to work in our restaurants. Now, if it's true, I don't know whether that's true
bull.
Or it isn't
it
true.
It has to be bull.
How is it that we have all these jobs? I looked at every newspaper I read across the country last week. I looked in the help wanted. Hundreds of jobs. Hundreds of jobs available. Now, in this circumstance, they need people to work in the kitchen, wash dishes, do whatever. Stuff that I did when I was a kid, you did when you were a kid. I was a dishwasher in the Friendly's restaurant when I was in high school. That's how, in addition to working on the farm, how I made money to go off to college was to work in the dish room of the Friendly's restaurant. So are you telling me that there's nobody around that if given the same circumstance, 17, 18 years of age, would wash dishes in a Chipotle? Is that what we're saying? There are no kids in high school or college who will wash dishes in Chipotle. Nobody anywhere in any city where they are located.
Or if you're a parent and have kids and you can't afford to pay the rent or put food on the table, you wouldn't take that job?
I mean,
I have a pretty decent job and I make okay money here, but let me tell you something. If it came down to it, I'm putting the gloves on, Marge.
Yeah, you do whatever.
Well, you do. But you have two jobs or whatever
kids.
You have to do to pay the bills. Yes, Jennifer.
Let me ask you this about kids, because I find it used to be when I was a kid, we all worked during high school.
Yeah.
But I don't know that kids are working as much as they used to. So are parents saying, no, we want to let you just ride?
Well, that's the question, Jennifer. Is it the parents' fault? Or is it the kid? What sort of attitude are we instilling in children
I remember
so that they won't take these jobs?
Washington, D.C. has a summer jobs program. And last year, one of the big issues was that since unemployment was so bad, that there were no summer jobs for the kids because adults were basically taking all of the jobs.
Mm. I find this really hard to believe. I'm not swallowing this for a moment. James calls us on Good Day at 800-510-8255. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, James.
Hey, same back to you. You're talking about the aflatoxin in our grains and corn?
Yes.
You can be a real good Christian, or I mean a real good religious person that farms and have your crop just covered with aflatoxin by no fault of your own. And when you try and sell the stuff, nobody will buy it. So, you know, you have to file for bankruptcy. But one of the good things about making alcohol out of corn is you can take your aflatoxin corn to an alcohol plant and have it converted over into ethanol. Hmm. So it will save you from losing everything that particular year.
Wow. That's something that's cool to know. Knowing what the food chain is or what to do with things that otherwise... Now, see, that's something I wish I'd have known this. Somebody told me that as a farmer along the Connecticut River that he couldn't harvest his corn because the Connecticut River had overflowed during the hurricane and all of the corn had become unusable. So if in fact the government had known their elbow from their butt, as you use any euphemism you want to, they would have told these people to chop it up and send it to the ethanol plant in New Jersey and in upstate New York. But nobody did that. So we wasted all that corn. My God, I wish I'd have known that myself. That makes so much sense, James. God bless you for telling that story. Has that happened to you? Where are you, by the way?
We're in West Tennessee, but people hate the ethanol plants for turning corn into alcohol, making food prices go up, which it doesn't do. That does not happen. That's fake. But that is one good thing about the ethanol. It can be made.
Use it for when the stuff can't be used for anything else. It can be used practically to make the ethanol that goes into the biofuels. Well, that's something to know, man.
If you've ever eaten any food at all, there's alpha toxin in it. It's at real low levels.
Yeah.
Because it's out there every year.
Right. There are levels in this Chinese food that are way beyond the beyond, if you know what I mean. James, thank you. That's a good story. I appreciate your calling and sharing that. That's something to make note of. Matter of fact, we ought to put that up on Facebook, Jennifer. What can be used there, how it can be used. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
It's Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale with the lowest prices of the season and closeouts from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Hotels, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Sealy Posture Beaded Firm, a Simmons Beauty Rest Firm, or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for just $397. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's After Christmas Mattress Sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
There's nothing like homemade mac and cheese during the holidays. Nothing, of course, except pre-made, delicious home-style mac and cheese that everyone thinks is homemade. Because, you see, you still get the credit. This year, Walmart wants you to be ready with delicious Kraft home-style mac and cheese at Walmart's everyday low price. When you pull it out of the oven with the lightly browned breadcrumbs accenting the fragrant, bubbling-over cheeses, you'll be pulling off one of the greatest con jobs this holiday has ever seen. And when they ask what they've done to deserve homemade mac and cheese, just smile. You were smart enough to be ready. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Guess what time it is?
21 past.
What time?
Good, Richie.
Doug Steffen time.
I can tell time.
Hey.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone? You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Nobody's doing that. Come on, Roberta. Richie. Duke Fakir, real name Abdul, one of the singers in the Four Tops, is 76. These guys are all in their 70s now.
And they're
still
awesome
performing.
On
they still have it. There's a couple of younger members that are back and forth doing backup or out front, depending on how the voices are of the main men. I can't help myself. One of the how many number one songs? 14 number ones. Almost 40 songs placing on the charts over their career. And we like listening to all of them. And it doesn't even matter how old you are.
How many bands are touring right now that have, like, one original member?
Yeah.
Or the original member is the cousin of one of the original members?
Yeah,
and you have, like, you know, like, four young guys. You go see the Four Tops, you're expecting four 75-year-old guys to walk out.
No.
And you have, like, three 30-year-olds and some guy who's, like, 60, and it's because his cousin was one of the original members.
That's fun.
The thing, the Beach Boys are getting together for
Jazz
Rio.
Fest. Yeah, for the 50th anniversary.
This year, and they're starting out their 50th anniversary. They're going to tour all around the country all summer. They're going to start it out at Jazz Fest. Which is when? February, March? When is
May.
May.
Last weekend of April, first weekend of May.
All right. Now, I have to come here for something like that. Well, I was invited to go to the Shatner horse thing, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah.
Howard said he's inviting me every year, and I said, okay, this year I'll go.
You better go. We have a good time.
I think that's the same weekend that this takes place. I'm not mistaken.
The most fun thing, Doug, April. And this is a little inside, is our friend Howard Price loves to play in this auction.
Oh,
so
really?
The best thing is to actually watch him try to bid on items. That's my favorite part.
Howard is a piece of work, I'll tell you that. He and Shatner together, man, that must be a show.
They usually
and a half.
Fit together, I know.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, that's number one birthday. Number two on the list, which could be, we could trade this for number one. Only this guy is such a cur. Phil Spector's birthday is today. He's 72 and he's rotting away in jail.
In prison, yeah.
What did he have, a 10-year sentence? 14-year? How long?
Something like that, yeah.
But doesn't take away from his ability to create some of the best music of the pop era. Best music of any pop era. And it's personified here by Veronica Sinclair, I think was her maiden name. Ronnie Spector, after she married Phil, and he proceeded to steal all of her money from her. She's now in her 70s as well. She's still touring and still kind of has, even though she smoked most of her life, she still can get the notes out. Phil married her when she was 20 or 21, when he found her to be the lead singer of the Ronettes. So crank this up, Richie. One story and a half. Listen to this voice. How strong. A little short there. Baby, wouldn't I like to have been back backup singer.
I'd like you to name me a Phil Spector song that does not have castanets in it.
There isn't one. It's a part of the Wall of Sound.
The Wall of Sound, that's right.
Lars Ulrich, drummer for Metallica. Wow. Nice job, Richie, breaking out. Let me see. Metallica did numbers on my eardrums. When we even play it at the regular volume. Lars Ulrich is the drummer for Metallica. They're not still out, are they? Are they still out?
Oh, yeah, they're still around. Oh, sure.
48 today. All right, nobody next else. Up is Jared Leto, singer with 30 Seconds to Mars.
Oh, and an actor.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about him. I don't know anything about the group.
Doug was about to say, I have no idea who that is.
Thank you.
Here's
Chris
one.
Daughtry.
Dated Cameron Diaz for a long time.
Really? All right, Chris Daughtry is 32 today. Not over. It is for birthdays because 28 past the hour on Good Day.
With our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah!
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-460-4690. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-460-4690. 800-460-4690.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio. Starts here.
Hey, this is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
From the Queen of Cheek, Roberta Fasanelli. Check out her suggestions on re-gifting that are posted today at Doug Stephan, STEPHAN.com. You can follow us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Good Day, and it's at Twitter at Doug Stephan. No, it's at Good Day Show, actually. But didn't we decide we were going to sort of put both of those up, Richie? Were we going to do that?
No, it's Good Day Show, Twitter.
Twitter at Good Day.
No, it's not Twitter at Good Day Show. It's just go to Twitter, log in, and then to find us or to talk to us on Twitter, you use the @ Good Day Show.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. A lot of things there today. Jennifer has put up the posting from the New York Times, a picture and a little story about Tony, as New York Times said, asked people who had lost members of their family to send in pictures and a little story. And they got thousands of them. They picked 250, and one of them was a submission from Megan about Tony. So you can read that if you're interested at the Facebook page. Plus a lot of other things. We asked people about the worst gift. Have we gotten any more? We had some cutie, quirky things earlier on, Jen.
Yes, we did get a few that are kind of funny. Jean said, it was our first Christmas being married. It was 1971. My husband got me a silver tea set. I ended up years later donating it to our local church. Still married to the same guy. Just celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary. But she did not like that silver tea set. Patty Hale said, this is great. This is from Roberta's Queen of Cheap regifting rules. She got a gift card that had nothing on it.
Perfect.
Yep. Exactly.
There you go.
That's so sad, Patty. Sorry about that.
All right. Also at DougStephan.com today, one of the neatest audio video experiences that I have seen for a long, long time. Just to give you a background, you haven't seen it yet. A story about a 101-year-old woman who owns an 84-year-old Packard that she still drives and maintains. Now, if you're looking for a little bit of a tease, we're going to play the audio from the video of the day now. Listen to this woman. Again, remember, she's 101 years old. Listen to the way she talks, how strong her voice is, and what she tells you about her activities with regard to the car.
As soon as she comes on here, yes.
Yeah, Rich. You said, oh, it's right there. I got it.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. It's just the Internet.
Huh. The Internet's not our friend.
Dun, da, da, da.
Dun, da, da. All right, you want me to tell another story?
Why are
you
trying to get it?
Huh?
Yeah, it's not cooperating.
Oh. All right. So we'll, but I do want to have you get it if you find a different source of getting it, because I really do want people to hear this.
Oh, all right, here we go.
Oh, now we've
dun, da, da, da.
Dun, da, da, da.
She's finally here. Right. She's 101, for God's sakes. Give her time.
Never mind the music. It's 101, too. Driving up
in
the car.
My name is Margaret Dunning, and I live in Plymouth, Michigan. And
I am a little older than some of you people. I'm 101 years old, and I'm still driving the Packard that I would like to introduce to you, a 1930 straight 8 740 Packard.
This thing is gorgeous.
I really enjoy driving the car. I'll have to admit I do. I love the revving of the engine. It's very exhilarating.
Listen to that.
I think anybody that was brought up in the early cars, they have a sense of horsepower and so forth. And these older cars, it's designated by the engine and the exhaust on these cars, which are just very distinctive. Today, I can't tell one exhaust on a car from another.
They all sounded different.
Love the comments that are made. It's a first thing you'll hear generally is, well, Grandpa had a car just like that.
Oh, man, I hear
and
this before Camaro.
Get through, it wasn't even the same car. But it's very peculiar because they don't seem to understand. It's got four wheels, it's got a steering wheel, so it's a car. But not to us. This is the dash light. It's got a little light here, and you can turn it. They called it a map light. Do you see the light? But that was an innovation. Well, I can change the oil, and I can change spark plugs and do things like that. But I do enjoy monkeying with them. And I love to get my friends involved with them, particularly on polishing day.
The old gal's getting a few marks on her.
I wish that more people would really fix up Grandpa's car and get them on the road and have some real fun. And I think it's a good life.
Grandpa's car costs $120,000 now.
Almost said to me, have you lived in Plymouth all your life? And I said, not yet.
Sweet.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
I'm still wiggling.
What a great, great, great presentation. The video of the day, that's the audio from it. A lady who's Margaret was her last, was her first name.
Very
101.
Cool.
Well, just extraordinarily.
So here's the thing now, though. Yeah. I mean, you know, I watch, I have a 68 Camaro convertible.
You're rich.
Yeah. Yeah. You're familiar with that car.
I am.
And I watch all of the classic auto auctions. You watch your Mecham auto auction, and you watch your, you know, Barrett Jackson and everything on the cable. To walk into one of these cars in decent condition is $20,000.
Yeah.
You're not, no way you're getting anything for $4,000 or $5,000. It's worth anything anyway.
Right. Yep.
This car that she's driving, man, that thing had to be worth $120,000,
$30,000. Easy. Especially in the shape it's in.
Yeah.
Easy. And with the story behind it, more sex for the story even behind it.
Yeah.
It's worth $20,000 just to have that 101-year-old lady. That car she's had since it was new. That's the thing. I knew that car was new in 1930, and she's had it since then.
Yeah, this stuff is it's priced on the moon now, man.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. God love them. All right, so anyway, I knew you'd love that, and I thought it would be a kind of a sweet way to cap off whatever sort of Christmas stories you're telling. In a moment, Southwest Airlines has another black eye. I don't understand how these people think at Southwest, but boy, here's another real, wait till you hear this story about another real faux pas over the weekend at Southwest. 20 minutes before the hour, here's something that has been around now for about 4 months. I think we've been talking about Fountain of Youth, and I was one of the first ones on the bandstand here to be talking about it. Help women who are in their 30s and older keep from developing fine lines and wrinkles, or if you have them, getting rid of these fine lines and deep wrinkles. You want to look 10 years younger? Listen up. Go to organicattitude.com/, you don't have to go to / anything. Just use the radio code Good Day. Organicattitude.com, radio code Good Day, and order your free Fountain of Youth serum. Your bottle of serum comes to you. You put it on your face. You'll notice it doesn't have any odor. It isn't greasy. It does exactly what it says it will do. And in order to prove that, you need to take your little iPhone, your smartphone, stand in front of the mirror, take a picture of a face before you start using Fountain of Youth. Then 2 weeks later, take another picture and another one, keep them on your iPhone and keep looking at them. And you will see the difference. And then you'll know what I told you is the truth. Fountain of Youth. These folks want you to try it free. So this, just go online to Organic Attitude, their website, organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code Good Day, and you will discover why it has become America's number one anti-aging serum. Beautiful faces, get rid of the wrinkles, the lines, don't have to have an operation. Want to look 10 years younger? Go online to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code Good Day, and order your free bottle of Fountain of Youth.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Food trends come and go, but one trend that's here to stay is the importance of whole grain. In fact, the Dietary Guidelines recommendation states that at least half of your grain intake should be whole grain. But given the ever-changing nature of health trends, it can be confusing for shoppers to translate what they read on food labels to their nutritional needs. Nutritionist Keith Ayub has tips on what to look for.
You could incorporate whole grain into your diet without sacrificing taste. And it starts by making the right supermarket choices. So get cues from the front of the box, but make sure to look deeper on the nutrition panel. For a great start to the day, I recommend breakfast cereals that have the words whole grain listed as the first ingredient on the ingredient list.
Starting in January, more than 50 cereals with the white check, including Honey Nut Cheerios and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, will have more whole grain than any other single ingredient, with the same great taste. For more information on the benefits of whole grain, visit WholeGrainNation.com.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take the stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
16 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and me celebrating post-Christmas things like the ice cream that fell on the highway. If you go to DougSteffens.com and you're a follower of fashion there, you check out all the stories we have every day. This is a pretty good one. The day before Christmas and all through the house, there was no ice cream because it spilled out on the road.
That's Fort like Wayne, your dream, isn't it?
They had to close the interstate because a truck flipped over that had 40,000 pounds of frozen ice cream.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
You can see the picture at DougSteffens.com. The ice cream spilled onto the highway, covering the line, all the lane, the two, it's a two-lane interstate, and they were covered with this ice cream.
Doug would help be the cleanup.
I would
there.
Be happy to stand right there in line.
I'll volunteer.
Help that out. All right, also at DougSteffens.com, the story from the TSA, they confiscated a woman's cupcakes.
Huh?
Because they claimed the frosting posed a potential security threat. These are the geniuses that are watching, making sure that there are no bad guys getting onto the planes. Make sure you don't have any cupcakes with frosting.
Freeze, ma'am, and put down that cupcake.
Yeah.
Toss me the cupcake.
Yeah. Step away from the cupcake,
people
man.
People have so much authority, so much respect for this kind of authority. It's wonderful. Another flying story, this time courtesy of Southwest, that seems to have no end to its ability to frustrate its customers and PR problems galore. And I have to think, you know, when there's, if it was once or twice, it would be, you know, you'd sort
isolated.
Of try it. But
it
happens all the time with them. And they're still a very popular airline, but not because they have any real genius for understanding how to handle a problem. Here's the story. Southwest Airlines flight attendants put a terminally ill child at risk by ordering him out of a safety seat on a trip from Orlando to Manchester, New Hampshire last week. 8-year-old Nicholas Daniak has a rare disease called Batten disease. He cannot walk, he cannot talk, he cannot feed himself, he cannot hold his head up. He has to have a special brace. Southwest Airlines, in their genius, said, nope, can't wear the brace, can't have that special seat, has to go into a regular child seat. And therefore, his head, as the plane took off or landed, was subject to snapping off because he has no cord, he has no, what is the vertebrae in his neck?
Oh, dear.
None. So they took him in a wheelchair, specially prepared wheelchair, to Disney World last week, and bringing him back on Southwest. And by the way, he'd ridden on Southwest down there using the special seat. But on the way back, the flight attendant said, no, this is not acceptable. The FAA will fine us if they find out that we've let him ride and not in a regular seat. So, as you can imagine, when the news media got a hold of this, is one of the good things. The news media grinding on something like this is appropriate. This kid is just about gone, and they had the stupidity. Apparently, they just don't like anybody who's disabled. Period. What are you laughing at?
That's a pretty outlandish statement, well, but they make it look true.
Think about how they fall into this all the time.
Obviously, they don't really dislike disabled people.
Oh.
But when you have rules...
They dislike fat people.
When you dislike rules, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
When you have rules like this, it makes it look like they do.
Yeah. Well, maybe the FAA doesn't like... people like this.
You know, here's the problem. People don't think on their feet.
Yeah.
You know, here's a situation I'm not aware of. How do I handle this? Oh, I know I'm not allowed to do that, so I must not be able to allow to do this. And there is no thinking around it myself. You can't come on the plane.
Yeah, that's all. Right, and they handle it. So
it's just
horrible.
It's the lack of the ability to be able to think.
It's the same
feet.
Stuff yeah. as with the gas company.
No common sense.
They don't give a damn. They don't. They get so big, and they you think that that's the case. Southwest, take note. American, Delta, Northwest, basically every U.S. airline has declared bankruptcy, and in part it's because they don't listen to their customers and they don't read the tea leaves. So maybe you ought to be thinking about that a little bit, because that's part of what your problem is and part of why people shun you. The regular business people don't want to go on Southwest because they are aware of these sorts of stories. It's 50 minutes past the hour, 10 before the new hour on Good Day.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
It's the day after Christmas. What are your plans for the day? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Today is December 26th, day after Christmas. It certainly feels as if this should be a holiday, but it is not. Some of us have the day off, some of us don't. It is certainly not a day off for retailers. These are the sounds you will hear in stores and malls across the country today. A lot of action. The day after Christmas is traditionally the second busiest shopping day of the year behind Black Friday. And it's not just shopping. It's all those returns and exchanges we need to do. As for this past weekend, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, there were more than a few examples of the holiday spirit on display. In New York City, the organization New York Cares gave out coats to more than 100 people who showed up at their annual coat drive in Manhattan. Rich Callahan with New York Care says there's been an increased need for coats this year.
This is a huge blessing. We encounter a lot of people walking around in very thin coats.
New York Cares has collected about 50,000 coats so far in their annual drive and hope to collect 50,000 more before New Year's Day. And among the many stories of special family reunions, John LaGilia of Chicago has been in the military for 9 years. He wasn't expected to be back home from Afghanistan until after New Year's, but last Friday he was able to surprise his young daughter at her school with the rest of his family.
Powers of B, this little one, been asking Santa, and she's been extraordinarily good, so here I am.
Yes, there he was, and just listen to this family reunion.
I love you, Daddy.
I love you more, baby.
That is what the holidays are all about. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
On Wall Street, the stock market enters its final trading week of 2011. Markets dealing with positives and negatives. The positives include housing starts and building permits at an 18-month high. The negatives include continuing concern over the European debt crisis. Stocks closed last week on an upbeat note. The Dow with a 124-point gain on Friday to 12,294. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. On Christmas Day, the NBA got going again, a couple of months late due to the lockout, but the regular season underway. Among the games yesterday, the Dallas Mavericks hosting the Miami Heat in a rematch of last season's NBA final. Before the game, the Mavs unfurled their championship banner.
Please join Mavs players and coaches from last year's team, along with owner Mark Cuban, as they unveil the 2011 NBA championship banner. Mavs fans, the time is now!
Calm down. Mavericks went out and got pounded by the Miami Heat, 105-94, in a game that wasn't nearly as close as that score indicates. It is going to be fun to hate the Heat again, though. And finally, in case you missed it, Saturday night, the Around the World Christmas Eve Journey of Santa and His Reindeer, tracked, as always, by the North American Aerospace Defense Command. NORAD has provided Santa tracking each year since 1955. Here now, some highlights from Christmas Eve, as NORAD kept track of that sleigh in the sky.
Just moments ago, NORAD Santa Cams captured some incredible images of Santa flying over Melbourne, Australia.
NORAD Santa Cams have spotted Santa over the islands of Japan and the Pacific.
Santa appears to be gaining altitude. He's headed toward the world's highest mountain, Mount Everest in Nepal.
Santa is now cruising over the Mediterranean.
Bonjour. It looks like Santa has entered France and has just flown by the Eiffel Tower in the city of Paris.
NORAD Santa Cams have just spotted Santa flying over the United Kingdom, and it appears he is circling the skies near London, England.
Wow! NORAD has just received images of Santa flying over the Amazon rainforest.
Santa's sure moving fast tonight, and the latest images captured by the NORAD Santa Cams have located him in New York City.
An incredible effort, and just think, Santa did all of that without a GPS in that sleigh. I wonder what that would sound like anyway.
In 100 yards. Turn left at Buckingham Palace and head down the chimney.
Yep, that's what it would sound like. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
It's Macy's After Christmas Sale with our biggest denim event of the season. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase from all the best brands. And get 25% off designer underwear during our biggest underwear sale of the season. Stock up at our white sale. Save 30 to 50% on sheets, comforters, designer bedding, pillows, and more. Plus, take 35 to 85% off men's and women's fashion clearance. Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.